My dear friend, your eyes have hardly moved from that back door since they left. Are you truly so taken with your new wife that you can scarcely let her out of your sight? I suppose that my beloved and I knew such passion once, but I do hope that we never showed it quite so strongly. After all, less pleasant company would be annoyed by such a distraction.
Well, if I have vexed you, I apologize. But I assure you that I was looking with my eyes rather than with my appetite. While my darling has sent to me well regarding the latter, I have some more general concerns about her impulsivity.
Oh, well, you needn't worry about that for quite a while. Your bed is still new, as is her experience. The novelty of the whole affair should sate her for at least until the dawn of your marriage ends. Later, you might have to do more to keep her. But if you have won her respect, then she will remain true.
Oh, I do not mistrust her loyalty, and I doubt that I ever shall. I know that I have chosen my match well, and that she is of virtuous spirit.
I have never known a newlywed gentleman who thought otherwise, but a lovesick heart sees only perfection, and it is all too often wrong. Surely you must admit that. I know that your mind need not work too hard to think of a suitable example of such a case.
Yes, I am well aware that infatuation is a poor predictor of one's fortune. However, I do not know why you dwell on such a gruesome reality. And I pity your wife if this is all the regard that you have for her.
Her? Her I cherish with all the wonder in the world. We simply both share a mind for the practical over the romantic. And we speak openly of such things so that we should never feel forced to hide unpleasant truths behind fixed grins.
And she tells you whenever she feels the temptation of another's eyes?
Yes, when it is worth mentioning. I doubt that she has recounted every instance. Otherwise, I dare say I would know the names of far more of our stable hands. But when prompted or particularly stricken, she answers honestly.
And such comparisons do not enrage you?
Well, I do not always find them pleasant. But I consider her proclivities to be natural. After all, if my spirit is inclined to wander, should not hers be? We have always been far too alike in kind.
But you never try to tame it?
Mine or hers?
Either. Or are you simply free to have whoever you so choose?
I suppose affairs are granted with permission, but on the whole, they happen less often than one might think. For, although we are fickle, both of our dispositions are often quieted through her discipline.
I am not sure that I understand your meaning.
I rather suspect that you do not comprehend it, but still consider the matter to be unthinkable. The word applies no differently here than how it might to horses, and I do know you to be an excellent equestrian.
You treat your wife as you would a horse.
The comparison was not meant to be exact, although by all counts, she does ride well.
Oh, must you? That obvious quip wears too antiquated for modern times.
And yet, it still amuses you, as I imagine my practices would if you understood them.
Oh, am I to find entertainment in treating my wife as a common animal?
Well, she's of that nature, as is innate within all of us. Our desires are not often different from those of beasts. We crave the same nourishment and satiate the same thirsts. Whilst not all minds are of a like company, some do long for the bond that masters often share with their pets. After all, obedience brings with it a world of proper structure, which so many find security.
And your wife is of this sort?
If you knew more, you would realize that there are many senses in which she might serve. But to the general question, yes, I set her with tasks such as not to let her eyes wander too far. If she does well, then I please her. And if she does poorly, well, then punishment is sure to follow.
And she allows for such discipline?
Well, By necessity, she must loathe some of the methods of correction. However, our practices have always been mutually beneficial. The rules and order strengthen our commitment and remind us of our loyalties. Moreover, our affairs do interest the more base aspect of our character. In truth, neither she nor I can imagine our affection without it.
Then such methods might be beneficial to my matrimony as well.
I could conceive of such a possibility. I am still not certain of the sense in which you claim that your wife is impulsive. However, proper discipline does help to train the most naughty temperaments. If you attempted such a thing, it may ease your worry, and she may be all the happier for it.
Thank you for your insight, friend. While my wife is true, her heart often thinks for her head. I often have to keep her from acting out of turn. And perhaps I ought to try such an approach. While unorthodox, your methods intrigue me.
I hope they enchant you basely as well as nobly.
Yes, although you needn't speak with such candour.
I see no reason why not. And you must overcome such embarrassment if you wish to practice this art. For your terms must always be stated such that your wife might freely agree to them.
I cannot argue with your good sense in that regard. But I know not yet what my terms might be, nor whether my wife might agree to them. Nor whether my wife might agree with them.
Oh, and were you seeking an immediate solution to such problems? Because I do believe that I have a cure for both.
I suppose that it depends on how she and I might bear such a solution.
Oh, I would not do anything untoward. I would simply provide a proper demonstration for the two of you.
Using your wife or mine?
Well, you would surely be bound to remember the lesson better if it were personal.
And your wife would not object to such an experiment?
On the contrary, I have no doubt that she will be thrilled. After all, she has trained more than her fair share of young ladies in the art of submission.
Ha! Unexpected answer, I suppose. But were my wife to object to such a proposal?
Then we shall drop the matter entirely. Given the matter's intensity, the comfort of all parties is paramount to practicing the art properly. Further, should she or you ever become too overwhelmed as to continue, then I would stop and attend to your needs. Such is my duty, as would be yours should you decide to pursue this craft.
I suspected as much. But you mean to say that I must be mindful of my own comfort as well?
Yes. Your mind can break as easily as hers if one is not careful. But I do not think that you shall truly understand my words until you taste what I know that you crave.
Do you mean to do it now?
It seems as appropriate a time as any. Our wives are but in the next room over, and it might do well to silence their garrulous tongues for a moment.
But how will I explain this matter?
Oh, I do believe that is already done.
How do you mean?
You shall see. Love, might you join us here in the library, and do bring our guest. Thank you, dear.
Ah, darlings. We parted less than an hour ago, yet it is such a delight to see your lovely faces again. Although I know not why my friend has called you.
Nonsense. He knows quite well, as I suspect you do, my sweet. Tell me, dear, have you been entertaining our guest with tales in the art of submission?
Wait, your wife told mine?
Yes, hardly surprising. I know it to be one of my wife's favourite subjects, and she is a clever woman. I venture to say that she anticipated our little conversation.
You mean that she knew what you would propose to me?
Well, we hardly planned it. But both of us have an eye for those who might share our particular thirst. Perhaps it was presumptive of us, but it likely did spare you an explanation. And I imagine that her attempt at one was far more eloquent than yours might have been.
On that, at least, I feel certain of.
Yes. Tell me, did you instruct the girl well, darling? Have you told her everything that might come? Excellent. Then you may take your leave of us. I can better attend to our friend's education on my own. And you will wipe that smirk off your face unless you want a few more red marks on your ass later. Go on then, darling.
Is that what I meant to do? Leave marks on my wife's behind?
One can do that, yes. But perhaps it would be best to start with something a little less painful.
Oh, yes. That seems right. Darling, I do not mean to harm you. Well, unless you find it agreeable. I suppose either as punishment or as pleasure.
Very often it can be both. They are much alike in company. But it does require undressing to be done properly. And I suspect that you might prefer to keep your clothes on for a duration.
Yes, dear. You may ease your worries. He did promise he would not push either of us too far beyond our comfort tonight.
And you may voice an objection at any time, and it will be heeded. Understood, dear.
Thank you, sweetheart. I know this affair is novel, but I deeply appreciate that you regard us with such consideration. Now, how shall we begin?
Well, the girl might be shy. However, I suspect that you, sir, are less so. Or did our conversation not excite you earlier?
It did.
And more
it
than
did.
Your cock can hide.
Perhaps more than I care to admit. Well, I do recall hearing from you that such a reaction was merely a natural proclivity.
It is, and one that comes with an equally natural resolution.
And she is to aid in that resolution without getting undressed?
Ah, yes. Miss, might I assess your lips? Thank you, dear. Well, it is truly wondrous. Her mouth is already unclothed, yet the darling seems entirely unembarrassed by her naked lips.
Oh, well. Her mouth always pleases me greatly in all regards. If she were to use them, I am sure that my cock would delight as my tongue ever so often has.
Good. Then give her an order. She cannot submit to you unless she is properly instructed.
Very well, darling. When I drop my trousers, you are to kneel at my feet and take my cock into your mouth. Then you are to please me until you are told to cease.
Good. And how would you like her to do it?
You will start slowly and taste until you feel me grow slick in your mouth. Then you will move faster, but you will lax in your intensity. Darling, I realize that you are not accustomed to such service. However, you must commit to it fully and wholly, for this is not a request. This is an order. Is that understood?
No, nodding is not enough. You must verbally acknowledge him.
Thank you, darling.
Good girl. Now, no dwelling on his form. You were ordered to go to him. You must go to him. Immediately.
Yes, that's a dear. Kneel at my feet.
Just like that, miss. Now, suck his cock. Just as he asked.
Oh, your mouth truly is wondrous.
No, too eager now, darling. Remember, you were instructed to begin slowly. You must obey his commands.
Yes. That is a good girl. Oh, slow. Slow. But do keep your pace.
Open your mouth wider, dear. You must take all of him.
Oh, you marvelous creature. Oh, I crave you so.
Good girl. Faster now. You must please him.
Yes. Oh, darling. You are doing tremendously. Oh, oh, you are such a good girl.
That's it. Obey your orders. Take him. All of him. Do not stop, even if you begin to choke.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, my love.
Yes, she is doing exceedingly well. However, I think that she has pleased you enough.
But the wonder of her mouth.
Yes, yet her body holds equally ravishing secrets. And the night is still new. Both of you ought to be tested far more than this.
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, very well. Darling, cease your service. We must be patient. We have so much more to learn.
Good girl. Ease your tongue.
Thank you for that, dear.
Yes, it seems that you are quite a quick study in that particular crowd. You two shall have to keep that in mind in the future.
You very much will.
No pouting now, darling. I know that you crave his cock, but you must be a good girl and obey orders.
And I assure you that you may have as much fun as you would like later.
Ease that frown. Delayed gratification is very much required to perform this art well. You must learn to wear it contentedly.
Oh, darling, I promise that you may have it soon enough.
No, do not placate her. You must take a firm hand. And you, miss, had better stop pouting. Otherwise, I shall have to discipline you.
Oh, must you?
Well, what say you, dear? Will you stop moping? No. Well then, I think a little correction is in order.
So you will hit her? That is your suggestion?
Spank her. And yes, although not all who practice the art engage in such methods, I find the method rather useful for instilling discipline. And you ought to at least know how to do it properly. For such experimentation can yield unfortunate results if uninformed.
And on her part, such instruction has been earned.
I am not who you ought to ask, miss. Do you believe that your actions warrant correction? Very well. Then I shall oblige you. However, I will need you to place trust in me. Such discipline is often intense, and will certainly not be pleasant. But you must realize that I will be mindful of your limits, and will not allow myself to provide more than you might take. Can you put that faith in me, dear? Thank you, miss. Now, this must be done unclothed, for pain cannot reach beneath so many layers of petticoats.
Darling, do you feel comfortable enough to get undressed now?
Very good. And I suspect that your husband might enjoy aiding in that task.
Yes. Come here, darling. I do delight in having you in my arms, no matter what the occasion. But do remember, dear, that we may cease these activities at any time. Should you ever become overwhelmed, both he and I will stop at once, for I would never dream of doing anything like this if you did not believe it to be beneficial. Are you certain that you wish to continue? Very well. I shall trust your judgment. Go to him now and mind his orders.
That's a dear. I assure you that your form is magnificent. However, my eyes shall not linger on it, for I suspect that it will only cause your blush to deepen. Perhaps a kiss, though. Good girl. Now, I assume that you are familiar with the object in my hand. Yes, but a simple ruler. Although its current purpose might be new to you. Have you ever been corrected with one before, dear? Very well. I shall be mindful of your inexperience. Only 3 swats, then, I think. No more should be needed for such a small error. Sound reasonable enough to you? Very well. Then lean over the sofa. I shall not try to prolong it, but keep in mind that I must instruct your husband as well. And do keep a watchful eye, sir. I will not harm her more than I ought, so your attention must be drawn to us.
I assure you that it is nowhere else.
Very well. Are you in position, miss? Good girl. Now, my friend, notice how my grip is firm. In order to do this properly, you must wield your implement well and swing without hesitation. For the punishment must be swift, yet hard.
Understood. Oh, and sweetheart, you are taking this wonderfully.
Yes, praising her is often encouraged. But you must also keep your focus. The length between swats should be long enough to allow her brief contemplation on her stinging ass, yet not so long that her mind begins to wander.
I shall keep that in mind. Oh, darling, you are fine to cry if you so need.
Tears are a common result in such correction, but you mustn't let them distract you from your duty. Unfinished discipline all too often must be started anew, and most will not find that very agreeable. So one must make sure that its length and force are appropriate from the beginning, and one must always make certain that the last swat is the hardest, so that lesson will be properly remembered.
And that is the end of it.
Yes, you ought to compliment her now, for she did fantastically well, considering it was her first time.
But of course. Oh, sweetheart. You are magnificent. I could never ask for you to have done better. You are such a good girl.
And once she is more experienced, you might delay comforting her for longer periods, should the situation warrant it. However, I am certain that nothing of the sort ought to happen tonight. Come here to me now, dear. I will dry those tears. That's a good pet. No more correction tonight. You are safe in my arms. No more harm shall come to you.
And she is still well?
Well, I suspect that sting has not quite left her behind yet, but she seems comforted. Is that not right, my dear?
Oh, sweetheart. I delight in knowing that you feel better. However, if it pleases you so, I shall be happy to remember this. I shall be happy to remember such methods of correction in the future.
Yes. Well, if you know how to punish her, perhaps you ought to learn how to pleasure her as well. Tell me, friend, do your fingers and tongue happen to lack in such expertise?
I like to think that they are serviceable. However, your instruction has been quite enlightening thus far, so I cannot help but wish to learn more.
If the lady is willing, I shall be delighted to honour such a request. What do you say, dear? Should we instruct your husband in more pleasant matters?
Ah, there is a good girl. I am more than eager to study such techniques.
Even I am no master of such a craft. However, the matter is simple enough to teach when the subject is so willing. You are already quick, miss. Have we already pleased you so well tonight? There is no shame in it, my dear. After all, I live to entertain. Now, be a good girl and spread your legs for me. I want to be able to touch you properly.
That's right, darling. Obey his every command.
Good girl. Now, delightfully for us, she is already wet. However, one must still remember to begin gently. She is still new and sensitive to the touch. The slightest graze is enough to make her shiver. Darling.
Oh, how she trembles.
In the proper hands, she always ought to. Keep in mind that pleasure and pain are much alike in many regards. You must not overwhelm her with either. The movement of your palm should be just enough to tease but not break. You must always leave her wanting more.
Perhaps, dear friend, you are more of a master than you claim.
Oh, I am merely a man with nimble fingers and a penchant for pleasing lovely ladies. And she has taken to our art ever so naturally.
Yes, I know not how we ever went so long without it.
I think there will be no going back. Do you not agree, miss? Good girl. Shall I move my fingers faster now? Would you enjoy that?
No, darling. You must tell him what you want. Moaning will not properly convey your meaning.
Perhaps you have taken to our art naturally as well, dear friend. Your husband is right, darling. You must ask for what you want. Ah, there is that voice. And now that you have spoken it, I am more than happy to honour your request. Although, keep in mind, friend, that we must not let eagerness overtake us, even when our lady demands it. Our pace must be steady, and only slowly increase in intensity. And I will give her more, but only little by little.
Ah, yes, I can see how she bends for you. But do be mindful not to tease her too much. She has been sensational tonight.
I'm curious, but I am not cruel. I assure you that she will be satisfied this evening, even if I might play with her a little first. And perhaps you might be too. I imagine that your cock is still throbbing.
Yes. Although I care more for her pleasure at the moment.
Well, one can easily care for both. However, if it is hers that you desire, then you might take over my current duties.
Oh, I would gladly if she would have me.
Well, she is your wife, so hopefully she will not object too much. Go to your husband, dear. I promise his fingers will delight twice as much as mine. He is a fast learner, as are you.
Ah, there is my girl. Shall my hands please you? You are correct, my friend. This is the quickest that I've ever seen her.
Well, it will not be yet. And I must tell you that she is likely wetter inside her sweet little cunt.
Darling, might I place my fingers inside of you? I do so long to feel you. Oh my. Thank you, dear.
Good. Remember, it must be a gentle touch. Let her feel your strokes, but do not press too firmly. It must be just enough to excite her.
Oh, how I love to do that. Oh, darling, I can feel you growing even wetter. Oh, you truly are a delight.
There's a good pet. But you mustn't let him do all the work. Your body knows itself far better than he does. Move your hips and let it find what it most desperately craves.
Oh, that moan.
Excellent, dear. No holding back now. You have nothing to fear. The pleasure is a well-deserved reward.
Yes, darling. Oh, I can feel your sweet cunt tightening around my fingers. Oh, I want to make you weep with joy.
Ah, she might nearly. But I believe the lady has also earned the right to choose how she might be so enthralled. Tell me, miss, do you crave your husband's fingers or his delicious cock?
Oh, my love, I promise that this is a choice you will not regret. If you want my cock, then you will very well have it.
Very good. Release his fingers now, dear. Given his passion, he will likely need them to hold on to you.
Whichever work they do, they shall do it well.
Come, lie down on the sofa, dear. I suspect those trembling legs could do the rest.
As could mine.
You might wait a moment. Perhaps one last lesson before I take my leave of you. You ought to know how to tie a proper knot.
What? Why? I'm knowledgeable enough. My handkerchief has not moved an inch since we began. Do you not find it acceptable?
Not while it remains around your neck. Give it here.
Very well. But where else might it belong?
Around the lady's wrists, of course. Place your arms above your head, miss.
Are you certain? Does she not deserve to touch me?
Oh, this is not a punishment. The less that she can touch you, the more that she will crave you. The resistance will only serve to heighten her ecstasy. At least, if you tempt her properly.
Oh, I shall have no problems with that, provided she finds such bindings acceptable. Is this acceptable, dear?
Ah, such a keen woman. I dare say that you will have fun with this one, my friend. The knot should be tight now. Pull it to check, will you, dear?
Yes. Look strong.
You must learn it as well. And do keep in mind it is easy to break with a proper pull, should either of you want freer hands.
Yes, I will be mindful.
Very good. Then I believe what will follow will no longer require my assistance. And I do have a wife of my own that needs attending to. Be a good girl, dearie. If either of you become in need of anything, please fetch me.
Well, dear, I hope that you shall not miss him too much. If otherwise, I do have a few more methods of distraction. Now remember, I am to remain in control even though he is gone. You must obey me. Understood, dear? Good girl. Let me test how much the neck longs for me. And those ears. Nuh-uh. You must lie still, pet. And you will consider that an order. Yes, otherwise you shall not have cock. Yes, I am speaking honestly. If we are to practice this art, we had better do it properly. Now keep still. I suppose that you can listen when properly told. Well, I had better reward you for that. Oh, are my lips not enough for you anymore, darling? Do you want something more? Well, you remember the rule. You must ask for it. Now be a good girl and tell me how much you want Sir's cock. There is a good little doll. Now beg for it. Beg for it, my sweet. Excellent job, pet. I do so love having you wet and needy beneath me. Very well, then. Are you ready to take my cock? Ask once more. Nicely. Good girl. Then you shall have it. Wrap your legs around me, dear. Oh, love, your cunt is so eager for me. And my cock is eager for it. Can you feel me stretching, dear? Oh, does it feel good? Remember, no squirming. Oh, you will not fight against those ties. They are in place for a reason, and you will obey their purpose. But if you maintain proper discipline, then my hands are more than happy to take the place of yours. Where would you like them? Huh? Is your clit needy as well? Oh. Oh, well, it should not be for long. I will attend to it, and you will take more of my cock. Oh, that's it, darling. Oh, take it. Oh, take all of it. Beautiful. Oh, how I long for you. Oh, you are so slick. Oh, and so eager. Oh, Pet. Oh, that's my girl. Oh, you are mine. Oh, my sweet. Oh, darling. darling. Oh, darling. Oh, darling. Oh, my love. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, are you close? Oh, please tell me that you are close. Oh, God, I can feel you clenching down on me. Oh, God, I can't last. Oh, please tell me you're close. Oh, please tell me you're close. Oh, good girl. Oh, wonderful girl. Yes, yes, I am ready. Give into it, darling. Give into it. Compared half as much to mine. Oh, for I've never known pleasure quite so intense before. And I've never heard a more delightful affirmation. If this is the practice that you crave, I shall commit to it often and fully. I shall commit to it often and fully. Ah, yes. That commitment shall not be immediate, though. You are quite right in thinking that we are both in need of a rest. Shall I undo that tie? I would much welcome your arms around me again. There we are. There is no need to rush, dear. I rather suspect that our friends would be happy to allow us to lay for as long as we need. Yes, we shall have to thank them for their hospitality later, as well as educating us on certain matters. Yes, tonight's lesson was wonderfully informative, and I do hope to learn more with you in the future.